Here on our weekly legislative interview on Information Radio Quicks, we're joined by Hannibal Republican Lyndall Shoemake. Representative, I was talking to Senator Jeannie Riddle the other day, and she mentioned there were some developments on the veteran front. Was that by any chance related to your bills? And if not, what did it pertain to, and what's your reaction?
Well, we have SB 573, and that's passed through the Senate and came over to the House. And it's kind of become a sort of an omnibus veterans bill. And the original bill has to do with exemptions for taxes, and wanted to make sure that members of the National Guard or reserve components of the armed forces have these. And it was always intended that they would have the exemption from their Missouri taxable income. But that's what the bill started out to be. But several amendments were placed on the bill, which were bills within themselves, and it had to do with things like the income tax deductions, of course, and then modified provisions relating to the requirement to display the POW/MIA flag. We wanted to encourage them to be flown all around state offices and ways they can get them and so forth. And then about veterans-owned small business and linked deposit program. Basically, it's like a loan guarantee for veterans by the state. That was another amendment. And another amendment had to do with extending the period of time for the Show Me Heroes program and from up to 5 years following discharge from deployment. And these are some benefits that veterans can receive following their discharge from the military, and it was to extend the time that they can get those various benefits offered by the state. And there was another amendment on that bill that had to do with private non-public employers granting a veteran's preference in hiring and promoting employees to veteran. Now, the government has also, has for a long time had what's called veterans preference. The state and the federal government does, and this was to clarify that businesses can also do that. In other words, they can give a hiring preference to veterans. And then there was a Veterans Bill of Rights. It's a general Bill of Rights that has to do with veterans. And also, another very significant amendment that was placed on that bill had to do with Military Community Reinvestment Program Act. And the idea behind that, and that was a whole bill within itself, that we've had situations here in Missouri where our bases were under the a BRAC. It's the it's where there's a reduction in forces, and there are local groups that exist around our military bases want to keep those military resources here in Missouri, and not just keep them, but actually go in and gain more military sources here in Missouri, and so. They organize, and they're there to keep their eye on things that are going on with what the federal government is doing, and to be there to advocate for the state of Missouri to keep those veterans' resources here in Missouri, to keep those troops training here, or whatever, they're, and keep that mission right here in the state. And so that bill turned out to be what I would call an omnibus sort of veterans bill. Regarding the bill that I have, it's on the calendar, the bonding bill for veterans' homes, and we're looking into some ways that veterans can be assisted in placement in homes around the state, and we're kind of looking into this. We're still looking into that angle with it, and my House Joint Resolution still is there on the calendar, and I have an amendment pending to that effect. So a lot of things going on with veterans. And also there's another bill I think that listeners out there would be very interested in. It has to do with pharmacy charges. And the fact is that you can go to a pharmacy with, and you might have a plan where your prescriptions are paid for, and you pay a small fee with that plan. Well, sometimes that small fee actually is, and the fee that would be paid is less than the actual charge of the medication, or excuse me, more than the charge of the actual medication. But the pharmacy can't tell you that, hey, if you just buy this outright and not go through your plan, you could actually pay less money. But this bill would guarantee that the pharmacist can actually tell their customer, if you're in this plan, you don't necessarily have to buy your prescription through this plan, but if you just buy it outright, you could probably spend less than what your charge is, your copayment that comes with your plan. So we had another one about no-call list and outlining some penalties for violation of the no-call list. And so several things going on there.
He is Hannibal Republican 5th District Representative Lyndall Shoemake with us weekly on Quicks. We appreciate your time as always. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you so much, and I certainly appreciate your service, all that your station does for the region.